عن هند وقلت في الثورة ده في مما بصحى لما دول لك كان بدأ في الكوميس أنا سنة The Longest في الشام وقفت دول لك في مكان لما بصحى في الكوميس كان الشوزر الخمسين الخمسين حتى ندوي
One thing on the page two. My name is spelled incorrectly.
And what is it?
K O H. Just backwards.
Oh,
Juan Abuja, what is it?
con usted?
Those would like to know how to manage.
How to judge? What's the question?
Jansan Police Station, take 4.
No, I'm just taking the present appointment of women, the station commissioner, so that...
No,
So, this station that you visited, the people that are around the station, are they the products of the location?
Not all of them.
Individual police station?
In the detailed police station, you should question whether the police officer that weekend when we arrived, they killed people.
Is
the police station where the detective came on the Saturday evening, drunk, to the station, saying that he's going on duty. They gave him a weapon. He went out and he shot how many people?
Four people.
He shot 10 times, but he killed four people. And then he came back to the station and he told them that he did it.
And then he handed him the weapon.
And he handed him the weapon and nobody took him seriously. They let him go.
What happened?
Well, they arrested him. He gave himself over on the Monday or the Tuesday. Especially since this guy previously shot his wife and somebody in the cell.
Yeah, the person has new head, he is in that station, but when this man, came back and told them what he did, and they didn't take note of it. Yeah. They should have checked, they should have verified what he was telling them, and then I arrested him immediately.
You are not even arrested. But he still got a weapon when he went on to duty. So on that Saturday evening, he came in already drunk and told them he's going on duty, and they gave him a weapon. I mean, so they gave the drunk police officer a weapon. So somebody that has got a previous record of that. Then he went out and shot the people. Apparently, at the Shabin where he was drinking before. Then he went back to the station and he handed in the weapon and he said, I've just shot 10 people. Arguments like I can't remember the exact number. Now, regulations determine that if a police officer fires a gun or uses ammunition, that it be recorded.
Yeah.
And that the reason for it is everything be put there as well. So these actually ignored all regulations. They didn't check the gun, they didn't check his ammunition that they issued him, they let him go. And then they got called in about the shooting at the Shabin. And then this guy was gone. And from the Tuesday, he came and they had himself over with the lawyer.
So,
can I propose that? Call the Eastern Cape management from Samantha tomorrow and next Wednesday.
Hmm?
Next Wednesday, the management of Eastern Cape. I did convey all the things to the minister, but I think sometimes we need to do it ourselves. Because when we go to the Eastern Cape, they don't go far. Mm-hmm. So let us come get from next to go. Yes?
No, I wanted to go along with you, Shafiq. And he comes and explains all his stories.
Yeah.
You know, in the last parliament that was in Zizan, we have been totally surprised. We had the same type of situation.
Yeah.
The provincial police and he decided to go on the table and the station. We were all in
there.
It was a disaster. We don't even know. I mean, if we can't really take steps on this level, but this is by that community, as those people are their flight. Let him come down, and we can be able to do anything piece by piece.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who can do, also they pick up cases outside the Bizana and the Medina case, and look all around.
He must bring all his managers,
so
that
yeah. The one is there. He must explain himself. He's not a handful of work at all.
And
just
more
thing
about the Eastern Cape police station. One of them, we got the child. And this young man was locked up with adult detainees, and they were not going to move in. When we went to visit the cell, we told them they must move this guy. They were going to keep him out at night.
No, I thank you very much, Nemanja, because I'm getting so frustrated because we are not from the Eastern Cape.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the same experience as what it is. So I think the best thing for us to do now is just to cut a very long story, very short. Instead of going all this formally through the minister up to the national commissioner, let us come to Cape Town. Let them come and explain to Parliament. Tell us what it is that they're doing. If it is not competent to do what they want to be doing, then you must just open up.
It's not
competent.
It's not competent.
Sorry? I don't know. I'm saying it's not competent. as it goes. This is the one currently picked up and extended that.
Jefferson Martin, both Motherwell and Valencia police station. Keep in mind, Motherwell is a brand new police station. Valencia is old. But both these stations, the source where they keep the evidence, the humidity are resulting in mold on the evidence. For instance, there, in Valencia specifically, there was data. And it was salt. Because of the mold. So evidence are being destroyed. Motherwell was even worse because there was black, a black stained shirt, and it was full of mold. So the evidence, the DNA, everything is destroyed. And it's a simple question of buying a humidifier, which the province refused that the station buy.
It's at the province. Yeah, you must not all those things.
Yeah,
that's true. You must not all those things. Now you are calling the province. And I can assure you, those things not true. But don't care. Because, I mean, how is it supposed to be?
So the logistics guy told us that the commissioner, the station commissioner, acknowledged that they did so perfect that he goes without problems knowing anything. He would get into a car and drive to Pretoria to get. Because otherwise they don't get in
from the province.
They were the only a presidential station in your mind and the mind of the president.
Which was the other one that had the room that
was
who was getting that?
Because it's 4.5.
Got it.
Last, can we then? Page 5 and ICD.
Look at ICD structure. It's open. Maybe you know that, but you didn't even know.
So that ICD structure, they didn't know that it was there. And they didn't. I don't know. Or maybe it's a communication in their offices, I don't know. But that was the ministry was there. It was the entire of the ministry. And so we tried to verify what was going on. At the end, we find that who have been communicating, their head office was there. Because the ministry communicated with the head office, and the head office has to communicate with the public. And it turns out if the message stuck from the head office to there. And then, we didn't know that they were there.
And I think if one looks at what we find at the police station, the fact that we find the juvenile in detention, the fact that there were people shot by police officers a year ago and they didn't know about it, I think one can clearly say that the IND in the Eastern Cape is not doing this at all. The fact that none of those five police stations completed the domestic violence register is correct. Clearly is an indication that the IND is not doing this at all.
Very clear that we have to have a long distance.
have a sense that the provincial commissioner is doing what he's doing with the station. He does the communication with the station. But you want to make a question that has the provincial commissioner come or has the provincial manager. So the very first question is how much.
This is an elephant in the air, but I personally believe there's no communication in the interface between the provincial management and the station. I think that's what we experience. For the simple reason, if you take a look at Unfallen Port Elizabeth, it's not even a rural area.
And
they didn't know anything, and they don't get cooperation. These other stations that we visited is London and Bishu, and those stations are closer to Manchester, and they have no idea. I mean, the first time that these guys actually visited that police station where the police officers went on rampage was on that Tuesday morning when we were there. The first time the problems came there. And they actually came because we were there and the minister's office got onto the line. They didn't come because of the shooting. That was by the way. Okay, so there's no problem coming to Auntie. I don't think there's any communication.
And the city? They have something that
some places in the UK are running the
station. They're running the station.
I think Annalise has actually hit the nail on the head. It is the Eastern Cape. Mm-hmm. When we went to design it, what did they have on their list that they wanted? Not a computer. They don't even know what a computer is. They asked for a plastic machine.
Yeah.
And I said, but how do you receive, what sort of links are you linked up with other police stations? Do you know? Do you have an issue? They didn't know what I was talking about. They thought I was from Mars, I'm sure. And I actually said, you know, it's people like you who are responsible for keeping the Eastern Front in the 18th century. There's nothing. And so, yes, it's fine. If the Eastern Cape has this world mentality, that if it's not on a carrier pigeon, it's just illegible.
Yeah, I think, remember, you really have to focus on the Eastern Cape. The last time we met the debate on this issue, people have said that I had to get an Eastern Cape. They say that really, it's not true what you make. The same about the Eastern Cape, but it's because they never had those things in their So I think we need them to take that approach, wait for them. But the issue of communication, I don't think that is a problem if you want to get it right. Because I don't want to do that. Because the reason why you decided on the restructuring of the meeting is that it was precisely because of the issue of communication. We thought that by instead of having areas, and having a smaller district like, you know, like this district like things, we thought that it would make the communication much better. Because being in charge of 5 policies is much better than being in charge of 20 policies. Because you can report even on a weekly basis to the provincial. What is happening in those 5 stations is the leader. The thing is, they are not leader. They are not leader. And it's the only problem that we
have.
It's delivery.
It's not that it's
not
difficult.
No,
it's
delivery.
It's difficult.
That's why I say, if Motherwell, which is in Port Elizabeth, not in the rural area, and then it's the rural area as well. So it's a general thing. It's not.
When on the road, ask them how many steps have they had. They ask him what steps.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. What's that? What's that? My dad is looking.
It's the same man who wrote that we most of his staff lived
in a
kilogram.
Yeah.
Away
from the
in their official report. It was not me and everyone just got up and left. It's just that was like the final straw.
And when he came in the budget to me, that could have been said, they don't have a big time
for you to see.
And they agreed. No, all our police are around here, wasn't there? They don't understand what it is that we are talking about. And they next time come and tell us that they have extra people. Oh, they have all the information. Oh, everywhere. Complete evidence.
And I was put on the screen this
and I told them that you can go and run, say whatever, you want to relate to any other police, but not to take this event. Because we are traveling all over this country when it comes to oversight. We are doing our oversight. So we can.
Sometimes last night when you look at in my project, they didn't come. Mm-hmm. They want to be around and we lock them up there on the ninth floor and give them a lecture of what to say. Then you saw that one out. So the small guy from the internship are not even running to the National Commission to go and prepare his report.
Come again?
So I'm saying to the person, you need to sort out, when you invite the problem, then National comes along. And then National will sit there and prepare him what he said. And keep on watching what happens when they are doing to the police.
Unfortunately, you are going to ask him on what he came across.
Yeah.
And he must respond on what words he gets from you.
And
National was not there, and National don't know what is happening there.
So they must not tell
him. Because if they themselves were doing what they were supposed to do, they are the ones who are supposed to have discovered all the things that they have at home.
Yeah.
They can't be counted.
So going to National and telling him what to say, just to make it matter worse. We'll do it best one to do the plan.
You end up firing the whole management of this.
Now, I
understand what the young man said. You see, to close the fellowship, we must ask for one member of the national committee. Because we are going to change the decision, and they have to implement the decision.
Yes.
Because my problem is this. They cannot lie for a whole 5 years saying one thing, the national, not the problem, the national. But when we go down to find a different story altogether, that now they must, if we are hammering problems, they must know that if we are taking this decision of saying somebody must go, they must implement it. Because problems can't implement it. Therefore, one of them who is in charge can be logistical with anything. But he must be there because he will be saying, whatever of the Eastern this is where we
stand.
I didn't say his name.
You me off the page.
He just went to the chair and I'm running police station. He's so upset about 2010 in one car.
Let us get to page 6.
Okay,
the end.
Yeah. Chair, could I ask if KwaZulu is spelled with a capital Z? Throughout. Sorry, I know I always have oh. It's just nobody seems either the hyphen is in the wrong place or the Z is small or the
Z. Oh.
Mm. I know.
May I start the only famous school from the Dalkers was effective, professionally organized. They know what they're talking about.
They really are a good
know the cases. And if you ask them what is happening in the match, or they can,
yeah.
What is happening in the match. This is the only position where I said these people know what they are doing.
Okay, can you understand that?
Very
good. So
yes.
Good
that. Very good.
Very good.
I want to pick up what Mr. Law was saying. The fact of the matter is that the strong ITD office can be a role model for all that in the provinces. There's no question about it. They also have challenges, they have staff shortages, they are overstressed, all those things, but they manage
to deal with the issues at hand. And they just indicate to me, personally, that the difference that a good manager can make is in an office.
Yeah.
And I think that's the situation here, is that they are managed very well, they work together as a team, and you would see most of the things that we suggested in the 2 files in the 5 to 4 have been implemented, but they were also able to tell us what the challenges still are to find those. But they, and they actually thanked us for that report. They said it made a huge difference to their own operations in the province. But this ICB office, I think, can be an example to all their
yeah.
Peter Matthew, I think.
This is where we are. We answered a case which was ongoing case in Metro about the weapons and ammunition and so on. He got to stand there and said, this is what happened, and that's what happened.
I don't
want
to work on that in the
yeah.
Yes.
I think it is of the
same important. Yes, this is what he told us the details. But if he's investigating is there in the office, that's what he said professionally. Organized and they know what that is.
I got the idea that they're not involved in the internal politics in ICG. I got the idea that they're not involved in the internal politics in ICG. They care about their work and they do their job. And they work clever. They say to us, and this is a suggestion that we've made to national, but these guys say to us, one of us has to go to investigate a case at a police station. While we're there, we then do a self-inspection, we do a domestic violence inspection. So they make use of the fact that there are here in case, so they do the other things as well. Even if it's not my direct responsibility, I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they really do it.
I think the only thing that I need to pay attention to, I don't think that I've got 2 members of parliament, I've got reports in my office about non-home accommodation. They are not very consistent. Police are drunk on duty. Police cells are not the cells are not in good condition. The last time the toilet in the cell place was in 2004, and the commander whatsoever you call it, there's panic in the station, no more. I'm going to see the report that I received in my office.
Yeah, that is why shelters in the requested they ask our police to open for satellite communication.
Mm.
Because in Durban and Nongoma, there are about 450 kings.
Mm.
Yes. Therefore, what we are going to have for Nongoma, they may know, but it will be difficult to take that.
Mm.
That is why they are recommending and they are suggesting that they should open satellite communication. Because it's very fast, their area is very fast.
I think what we will. Well, thank you, that kind of issue. It's about feeling a good state. You know, when you go to room for the you get a steady impression. But the one part that we want to resolve about that we need to be able to talk about is that if there's an incident where it involves the police, or they don't have the exhaust ICT, then find out that by the time they arrive, the police has already interfered with the evidence. There's a shooting. And it happened in Rwanda and very far from.
Yeah.
So this is what I wanted to ask. These constituents will destroy questions you have to ask. That type of instance is. That's from the fact that they have to
ask.
In all probability,
well, they don't have the resources to be able to reach out or arrive immediately on campus.
Yeah.
And that is a problem that they are all facing. We need to be able to talk about this one. So the issue of resources and IT is one issue that we need to be able to apply our money for. That might be the one we have to do. National money will be helpful, but there's different strengths and different provinces. And now that's a situation we should be able to put the other side to make. National management has a lot of different problems. But in the provinces, you get different strengths and people do well. very hard in the limitations of conservation.
So I think in general, the ICD has improved a lot since the last time it was since 2005. There is a lot of improvement from the effort. But then when we took this decision of not renewing the contract of the then executive director, the ICD was on the date of collapse. I think there is a lot of thank you guys to give us that report that is given us about him again. It shows that there is something positive about the ICD. But the issue of the satellite offices, it is a challenge with all the problems. For instance, Northern Cape, when they have to travel for 10 hours from Kimberley to Arlington, you see? It's really... Yeah. So it is, maybe it seems much better now that National Treasury has agreed to give them funding for additional four satellite offices, and they must decide and prioritize.
Yeah.
Because we are the areas that really are in need of those offices.
Another thing that I think this option needs to look at is the support of each job.
I think we did give a little bit of eating. That was our very concern, that was like, how can ICD on a 20-year clock? There's no sign even that shows that the ICD on a 20-year clock.
I think also we must always keep in mind that, what all the ICD comes like, that what must come back to police management. And those issues that you are raising in health profession, because of themselves, the question becomes police management.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's still toilet is not working. I mean, it becomes a police, drunk police officers, becomes police and it will be shared problem. And I think, especially with the challenges, but I agree, and in fact you would see where they list their challenges, they list policing powers as children issues. They still don't need policing powers in time. Appointment certificates, satellite officers, staff, so they list those exact things that you were missing at the end right now.
Okay, let's get to take 7. So we are ahead of everything. Let's add 2. Well, this is the type of the satellite office. Okay, this was the proposal that came from them when they were doing the financial aid last year. So, page 9. Darren, what's up?
Our concern, Chairperson, only for us is close to one. By the presentation, this was done by the Station Commissioner, etc.
Yes.
He knew you are the guy that was the spokesperson in the problem. He was the problem. So maybe they told me to.
That issue that you raised from the team and I worked on one of the cells, it comes under then and that one.
This is another one. That is why national gets overthrown with applications, and it's definitely a problem that a person more than one can be. That they don't think things on a daily basis or a weekly basis.
Now, how long does it take them to get thousands of
guesses? Your guess is good as mine.
You know, look, I understand that Lala Nadu is, he's always been a spokesperson, so he will speak well and he will present well, but you saw, I mean, the station is a
mess.
And I have to tell you that I've been dealing with an issue of a woman who resigned nearly 6 months ago. She has not yet received 1 cent of her pension. Why? Because the computer in Durban, at Durban Central, does not agree with the one in Pretoria, and they keep blaming each other. Bala Nadi was yelling on the guy, and the guy in Pretoria says they haven't done it, and she's sitting in Australia starving. So, you know, it's very well to do a nice presentation, and he's very, very good at that. But
It's filthy, dirty, just, you, the last station ever wants to go. You don't want to go there, it's disgusting. I mean, the cells are really terrible. And this is an unfortunate station, because when they are really sweet, no one will listen to them or ever choose to go there, they'll go to any other station rather than Durban Central. No, this is a bigger station.
Application for 10 years. Then there are a lot of thousands of cases in the end.
The system that I wanted to have the team, why don't we have a specific station? Well, every station, you know, a thing of progress in every place is going. And I thought that can be to do something like that. If you give 100 stations, we have a system like that.
No.
No.
I understand what women are saying, but I want to use it with that for the simple reason that for Marty, for instance, who is also producing a new area.
Yeah,
it's a brand new police station. And that residential station is a complete mess. It says you must flush down your youth from the toilet and every single mile from the toilet in that space.
What? I was saying to comment here, if Devon Central can't do it, why can't we do it? Because that means the very same thing as
well. And they've
got a massive station. But the station is technically right.
And it's getting run by women. But if you know why we said that in the corner, because you remember that thing. There was in a report where people put in a report. You know, I can ask for my
That's a very polite way of putting it, but yes. Actively involved, that's what it is.
When we got there, that station had a huge population. What's the population?
It's just 33,000.
But I think it's more than
more than.
Which also indicates to you, 389 police officers with 33,000. The fact of the matter is, when we got to that station, and we were there long, because of the problems that we experienced at that station, there were one person in the community service center who came with a complaint. And I asked them about it. And I said, the people don't come to the police station. They go to the satellite station. The old station, all the time. They don't come to the police station, and the police are doing nothing to encourage the people to come to the police station. So, the few officers at the satellite station, which is the old person. Oh, this is like, oh, these guys sitting in offices far grander than ours.
Yes, exactly.
Are doing nothing. There was one person there. They couldn't get, we were there longer than 2 hours. They have no domestic violence. Nothing, they couldn't find. They complained to register in general because everybody goes to the platform. So the detectives, they are not working, nobody's working. That's why they've got time to have a conversation. And my concern is that patient is so isolated from the community that rape victims get their life get raped the second time. I'm sorry to say that, but I mean that's the thing that I'm getting around there. The cells, for instance, are so far from the rest of the building.
I think the police made a mistake.
My honest feeling is that it's a psychological thing. The fact is all the police used to be situated with where the new formality police station is. And I think the community's memory in terms of the fact that all the police is negative, and therefore they don't want to go through.
Taking
in the morning, 9 o'clock, by 1, I finish with one police report. That might get my program changed today. So I don't see any other report of correcting the PM.
No. When the lady said, you know, yesterday, you know, in the health comments, she said the whole day that she said on management. So I can't say this one will be the whole day and everybody who's part of the community can be fine in the focus of those parts. But you see the other problem, why I'm concerned about the thing of the condom and how large it is. It confirms what it confirms the fear that they have. The police don't do their way. They are not proactive. They are more waiting for people to come to the station and then they pick up patients. So we don't know what type of policy we're talking about. The community reporting and then the case getting investigated. Sometimes we don't even do those investigations because the community come forward with a full report. So if you have listened to Ray Lala when you are doing the cancer analysis, that is the problem. The police are not doing the work. And police are more reliant on communities. And if we don't fight it now, it seems as if we are going to think that the police service that doesn't do work. But there are so many defense on communities. So it's a problem of policy now that it is upon the shoulders of the community to make sure that they report their cases more than the police service that are reading about it doesn't do anything. If you just get into the car and drive around and you sit in the mall, and then it comes back and sit at the station by the community that the ones that have been fought, you come and report the crime. And that is the problem I can't set up. It's more communities, not the police themselves, instead of doing the work. So this type of attitude is a grown attitude of police that they are using the community police forum to favor themselves. That communities must feel the burden of crime, and they must take up that responsibility for themselves. For it that the public is paying for, I'm not doing that well. If we don't fight it now, we will fight a more huge problem for communities themselves are going to put better against us. For no reason to pay for police, you see. But police are not here. You see, that's why police...
They're themselves, and you've got vigilantes.
Well, you see, it's in the plan. But then police start thinking of going up into Africa. More than dealing with only 60,000 police themselves don't have much work to do. They are starting national management, the requirement, different groups. They are going to the World Cup cricket more than anybody. So their communities, these countries are going to be reflecting on their responsibility to the communities. There is something wrong with that policy. So I'm just saying we need to take that type of lesson out of it. Or think of when you have time to, have a romantic relationship in the station. There's something wrong with that community. There's something wrong with policy in South Africa that when we get the time to be busy shooting stuff in the room. Why, they're supposed to be communities that are reporting crime and you are supposed to be outside. It tells you that there's a problem with how we are viewing policy in South Africa, that people, police themselves have got much time to enjoy themselves than what the communities are doing outside.
Yeah, no, thanks, Martin. I think next time when the provincial commissioner
comes
to Parliament, I think next time when they come to Parliament, we're not going to give them a program on what we want to get from them. I think what they need to do is that they must come to Parliament, the issues that we want to raise with them concerning the findings, Parliament's findings in the different problems. Because this issue of us giving them a program of these are the issues that you are going to discuss, then when they call them and tell them that you are going to say this and you this and this. So the best thing is
for them to come here, and then we just like say Dangulai, you know, say Dangulai, and then by doing that, really I think it will remedy most of the things, because it doesn't help. We call them every day to come to Parliament, and nothing changes. Things are still the same. And then,
No briefing from them. I asked the cell commander whether the locks are working, and he said yes. The first lock, cell that he opened, he couldn't lock again. The second cell that he opened, he couldn't lock again. And then, as a recommendation, a written report on progress regarding these issues must be submitted to the committee within, I don't think 6 months, I think it's much shorter.
Yeah.
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 A month.
Okay. Police station?
Yeah, my particular one. Unfortunately, I was called back to Cashtown that day, and even though I begged on my knees that they didn't go there, they did do it, so I wasn't there. Although I do hear that the gentleman who runs the police station is now suddenly off for a month.
And
I didn't know whether to thank you or ask you.
I was just blaming you.
Yes, I thought we might.
There are more serious things than the ones you discovered there. That's all I can say, but I think it's the minister.
I think if there's something positive to say, I don't think it's because of the manager or anything at the station, but there's a domestic violence register, the third station that we came across from TG40. And the firearms officers registered also in very, very, very good condition, and the turnover is very good as well.
More than 40% of staff members have never seen, by the reports of this time,
Can I ask a member, have you filled in that form? So what happens in the
One month.
Everything is very good.
problem is TBA.
Yeah,
TBA.
Yeah.
It's a fermenting virus. It's a problem.
I can just say that I've done all from another medication to the people in 15
minutes. I'm sure you did it in 12. Yeah, low slide, lots of blue light.
Yeah.
Oh,
what are you doing
Blue light. Blue light. Blue light. Yeah. Yeah. Matthew Gordon was writing about this awful woman throwing him off the road the next day.
Please take the run. Layout is not the same, and I think we just need to forget that, right? The numbering and
Oh, no, no.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
So he
By the other time, when you are in BMW, you are saying yes, saying that you like humiliating him.
The worst part of this is that I didn't pick up on it until one of the media guys told me that we must watch this guy every time when one of us asked him a question, one of the women asked him a question, he would try and charm us out of the question. He would try and charm us.
I think it's a very serious issue of the firearm. I'm worried about the indicator. Like you have to travel those long distances going after criminals, you know? I mean, the police themselves are criminals. The fact that that involves the police. What can you say about the police officer who just decided to shoot everyone?
Would you mind giving us a program?
I can actually going to that person without any weapon.
Elaborate me, I mean, on the first challenge. What does it mean? The first challenge.
No,
I came up with this education in formal settlement. And there's no room that can see the possibility. Local government helping the police to go. So you find that there's a challenge between the two. So the police was where they are, the police, not the people come back. Local government, the problems that we have to call the police to go to the home, so that people can be able to run. But the fact that there's a huge infrastructure, the former settlement that is growing, but it's very difficult for the police to keep up that. So you look at the house number and how.
I think also the condition of the state itself, from again.
Yeah.
We were to ask whether they are on the list of states that need to be. I think they said they are. Yeah, but it's a very busy state because it says in formal settlement.
Mm.
But unfortunately, I'm not convinced that they have the right resources. They don't have enough resources to do what is expected from them.
Mm.
And the area that is situated, you can't even be accurate about the population that they are sending.
Mm.
Because you sleep today, tomorrow, you wake up, there are 5 minutes. You know, that's the kind of fact they are waiting there.
And it's a growing performance system.
Do they have like...
You know, one of the things that we're doing.
And then one concern that members have is the detectives. The detectives are accommodated in tents away from the police station. They want to go to the tents
of a kilogram
by the way. Yeah, away from the station and the way even this country where they are, they are placed, it's not safe for them, for the police themselves and the detectives themselves. And apparently what happened there, according to the information, I still remember in 2001, I was a member of this committee. They were one of the priority police stations that was supposed to be given to them. They don't know what happened, but they were off the list. But immediately when we were there, which is the committee, we decided to find out then. Before we left, we were told that no, a national fund means that people have said that no, there is $3 million. There is $3 million allocated and taken to the bill before the end of this year. And then we're also taken and shown where the land is and all those things. The reason why it was not built then, I don't know.
Because the committee hadn't been at all.
Yes, we did after, but now, and also I was made then to talk to even the mayor of that place about the land. I spoke to her. She said, no, the ones, I don't know what was inside, there was a problem concerning the land, but now everything is analyzed, the station is anything, anytime. And it's a very small station, as you can see that they are servicing 300,000 people. And that 300,000, I'm sure it's also a gap, because that place is where I reside, it's growing for the
day. Has the building started now?
No. What is the outlook?
done by women.
We need to start, when we do the sessions, start checking on whether they actually have the equipment that National told us that they've now given to stations in the informal settlement. They said that they've given them lights that they can use at night, but got this whole operational van sort of, or...
Who's that?
You know, I'm going to say, you know, I just on this station, when we both this woman, she cried. She didn't even lie to us. She had a satellite station. But when we asked her, what do you mean by a satellite station? Then she said, you know, she started growing. And we could figure out she was lying. We went for her.
She cried.
But we realized that she had her own problem. And then we realized that she is not ready to herself what is a satellite station and what is the thing that they have. So she couldn't do as much.
What does she do?
She's got a very massive station for herself where she can be situated in a urbanized area. But in a way, your communities are your biggest population. So she didn't understand what was going on. You know, send somebody to go to in the morning, take those few cases and disappear from the station. So you go there with a satellite station, but nothing could be done within the satellite area. With the informal settlement that you are talking about, I mean, I don't know. I mean, with every resource that is there, there isn't much preparation. You could put it on the police to the one that put up the line, but also council. If council is not involved, then it becomes a problem. But then police. Police might end up becoming social workers more than doing the work of the police. They take over communities. And then the one part of this thing that Chapter 10 is talking about the detectives. I don't know if you have observed it. You know where we were. Every time I arrived at the station, everybody, the management and everybody, is situated here. That's centralized. But the detectives is somewhere down the line there.
I think it's an excellent problem.
And you don't understand it is a decision made somewhere that detectives must not keep being part of the station and they must be situated outside. And it's continuous. We kept on asking, but where are the detectives? Then the head of the detective will come in later and says, no, my office is where are they? They come down a distance away from the main station. So you don't know that in the morning that the constant 40 cases or by the vegetable, but after the main station, it's difficult where there is distance from the station. That has been a common problem with most of the stations.
Yeah, I think also in planning for new stations, just people must really try and take the issue of detectives seriously. Because what is happening now, and when you look at the rate that the police are making, most of them are just detectives. And you look at the places where they are situated, there is no security. So they are not safe. But in a police station, you can see police station works a lot. But when it comes to investigators who are these people who are supposed to be amongst the people, you know, and we have a serious problem. I also raised that issue with the minister after the killing of Woodstock. When we looked at the
Woodstock
police station and saw how the detectives are being accommodated far from the station. And then he said there was no way that they can be safe because they are being targeted by criminals.
They have to change the flag. I don't know. What they are doing now, they are carrying the old flag. The old flag was that the police were dealing with the crime, especially that the investigators, because they don't know anything. They want to knock you down and shouldn't say something. They mustn't be, we should get away with these kind of people.
so that there would be no witnesses if there are no witnesses. It is why, therefore, they have to be because the data is totally different from that's according to that they used before. Which tends to change. Mm-hmm. But they are not protected as Muslims.
Yeah, they are.
And you talk in that thing, I ask them that if a person says yes, here, at your first door, entry door, with a short drive, where will you run to? There is no other way out except to go through to this person. That's the gender. You can't get into people's one job. You lose one job. And then the person comes in that job, and then you are not running anywhere. That's the problem.
Alright, Virginia, will you take it off?
The other challenge is replacement of the commanders by the colleagues. It's not a clear, but this is what the people in the community, you know, what the last person was saying. They are having a satellite station. It is facing to the offices which were once held by commanders and the commanders left there. And we were asking them whether they are sitting there, they are sitting there night, day and night, or they couldn't. Because of our work, they were pointing the others who will come here and then give the thinking of all the entities of some other ones. So they should be there, probably here, but not here.
Virginia, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia,
what
is
what has happened to the first challenge? So they come to begin the first challenge. Police station is the higher frequency range.
Those are what you object to them. They report to you, but then you have to make a follow-up with the provincial.
I was told by Dennis Bloom yesterday, the day before. I said nothing about the decision of the further complaint.
Did he? Yes. It's what you see in
Vegas? Yes. The station commissioner there has reported to him. I know that the provincial council was supposed to have this type of so we said that you maybe check from you if you see what she is happening.
And also the report says that we asked the management to address this matter.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Or maybe you should do that. Yeah. There's a thing I wanted to follow up specifically was the issue of commanders. There is a problem. It's a problem towards even the defense in the way they have been assisting the police administration on that. It's just that there's no rural plan. You should remember about that there will be a rural plan to follow up when the movement was put for commander. It's happened even yesterday in the defense. We left with the same impression that defense has moved out the commandos and will be finished in 2009. But police, in what they have promised, has not had a plan. We asked if they could get defense today. If we move in this particular area, so we are clearly supporting the Muslim Father like that. But it seems that decision is having huge problems for all of us in relation to policy, continuing to work and policy. So, I don't know, in general, we have to start finding out the people that are coming.
Thank you.
Only the one command you mentioned, yes, we all know what it is. There's any other distance. In this subject, because the shell is the security class, when you bring the burden to everybody else, I think you must think about relationship between ourselves, the security and security and defense, on this matter. It's a huge problem. Politically, it will that to us, as if anything. The complaint that the people are not going to ever have a problem became very clear to us that there is no plan. There is no plan whatsoever. If these ones are living, they are just living. They don't care who is behind, who is coming in. The other ones are supposed to come in, they don't come in. They don't know what is taking place. They break down communication, no plan, nobody knows what they are doing. We have a little bit of problem.
In fact, the person, you know, sometimes he's in life, but maybe something is not from life. This thing, we might have, as a religion, we have a great force, moving the command of law, the different corporate and so on. But when it's dealing with security issues now, in the present experience, whatever Lamour is using, which you have not been able to take over the court from Lamour, it's accepting very strong. That we deal with what I'm going to deal with, we just have a confidence that we have. This thing is not rushing anywhere. And the impression created there, Professor, in the defense, and we remember it's like I'm going to go to the there is readiness on our part for you to deal with what I'm going to deal with the world for our parents. But what you are listening to defense is
no, I even commenting and yeah, I saw what you're saying. But even if you can solve it, even at the border, especially the national management will say they are right. But the people on the ground, the police themselves, they will say that I saw.
And long this year, and I looked at
him, and I remember very well that he came here and this guy was in town. And I asked him, are you the second commissioner? And he said, yes. And then the worst part of all, he said that his, what is it, old staff, that is old age, and sick ones, he utilizes them as his service center. So they are the face of the state. He said that
the senior people. Yeah.
The old one, the sick one. The old one, the sick one.
They are dangerous.
They are dangerous, you know. Yeah, all the sick. He said that. Yeah, all the sick. And with the you know, and then for this long list of all the things that, and then I asked him, I said, were you not the person who was in charge of this thing? He said, yes. I said, how long have you been here? He said, 3 months. I said, but why did you put this thing in place when you were in the area? Also, I want to know why you are here. And that he showed them that the person who was managing that station had a problem with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And now he's deployed in that station. You know, when he says saying that he put 6 people in the top in the front of
the
He cried. And then the provincial of the PSP like this.
Was not blaming them.
You know, I took this characteristic. How can you say this? May I go for this station?
The one that became late in Niger.
There was one station where this one white is all the Tabong guy. There was one station where this is not only that where his wife is a station on his country. One of the stations. When I came back, there was no order, there was chaos. Mao, they want to the investigator to arrest this person. And this is where we should be taking it, because they're looking at it. And now it's any one.
Yeah, you can laugh at this thing.
Oh, no.
Now it's any one in water.
Yeah. The poor fellow, what did he when he started to just...
Yeah, because he refused the protocol.
You must have been also to the station. How can you go to a station and the station committee? And the station committee is in town is watching us from a corner.
But I think, Jefferson, this is a very good lesson. The way we're doing this job. Because now we have a nub of what is going on. Catching things. A person cannot say that you are theorizing about this matter when you recommend something. They won't say that you are theorizing. We are saying because we don't like so and so. We don't like. It's because we have been there. We understand the situation as it is.
And one thing that we forgot to mention, I don't know which station, we have a very corrupt city.
It's in the same station.
It's the same station. No, no, very corrupt city. Before we could ask questions to the police, he stood us and give a very beautiful speech about the station. About the station. It's one of the best stations in the
world. And it's
one of the And after giving this beautiful report, I asked him, how long has he been where are your committee members? No, they are not here. I'm alone. How long have you been a chair? Four years. I said, if you don't have your management or who elected you to this position, and all you see is the provincial board. I said, don't tell me about the provincial board. Who then? I said, sit down. And then he said, no. And then I gave him another time. And then when we discovered that this poor guy has been on the run, and then the real person is in Burundi, and then this one is afraid of giving reports because this one are going to shoot at him. But this guy can say all these things and he knows all these things. That's why I said that he was corrupt. Because he didn't tell us the truth about what was happening there.
Yeah. But
they were
in his 4 years. He had not been elected year after year.
Yeah.
He was elected long ago.
But the interesting part here, when it comes to the provincial commissioner, because the provincial commissioner comes outside the state. So you know this question of the government of a new person and then they start to change him. These are more accepted. In Butabera, yes, these are older. This was in Christian. Because they take themselves as the old kind of Christian. So why they didn't accept the professor commission? And we were dealing with that matter. Your relationship there, when you deal with it, you ask him, you accept the professor. What are the issues related to the professor commission that they come and people will report to? But in a Christian people I'm coming to, the guy who don't get that criticism that he's been criticized. From coming from outside the city. But you come out there, he doesn't do much. You get totally amazed that why is this one not doing the work? Why is this one doing it? Everybody likes you in the Eastern Cape to say, but there's nowhere going.
But the positive thing that we can report about this situation, we left there on Friday, and on Monday, the new management, in both cases.
He was saying that
last year my crime was 100-something, her friends, and this year it's 500
Oh, good.
They don't know.
They don't know. They are not aware of what is supposed to be done.
then we have a problem.
Okay. I think the main problem here, as we have said, is the ICT has had a lot of kids. So a lot of kids have a mass problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a distance problem that they have. And also the shortage of staff, as you can see, I said four vacancies. Shortage of staff and also the guys with a very good presentation, and they're trying their best, and they're also working hand in hand with the police.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the police, but the main thing is the shortage of a Kimberley Police Station.
Sure.
Yeah. I must think now. No,
no, just put not in case that you see, because you were there and you were there.
Yeah.
You don't have to remind anything. If there is a challenge that you want to bring it to the community.
Okay.
Because most of the things are
yeah.
You don't have to go one.
Kimberley Police Station is a good run station. There were no challenges, still have challenges there. Besides that, I arrived at 8 o'clock in the evening because I did all this in one day because the reverend also wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I arrived in two by police station at 8 in the evening after 10 o'clock and they were still there and they were waiting for the chapel. I think the entire management, more than 100 people were there.
Mm-hmm.
Say that it's a mass choir. there is a big station. Rodefan Police Station. Rodefan is a small station run by a lady who was also standing in for someone who was on CPU. Mm-hmm. I don't even have statistics very well. No, this is not true.
That's
7.6 of the 7 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 end you own, you know, or if you know, you know, in case if there was this darkness and all those people abused, yeah, physical abuse, fighting and all those things. Yeah. So the communities are very much involved, and second, when it comes to counseling of victims of assault, so infestation and so.
That's all that I can say about it. Could that statistic not be correct? I mean, they only have 19 vehicles for 85 officers.
And then, what's that name? Oh, stop.
Yes.
Um,
investigating officer.
Yeah.
Where did you promise the police station?
When you promised the police station, I met with the minister with the different place. That was not where was run by the police.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I met with the minister. And then everything then is in the minister. The minister is aware of what is the plan that we are only working on police station. We had the police station.
Yeah, we were fighting.
Yes.
No, yeah, we find out that. You know, this is your best day. This is one of your first delivery stations. But when we arrived there, the provincial commissioner had instituted some investigation of some allegations that were made on the newspaper about the safety commissioner. So we were confused that the station is performing, and it was very easy for the station for the government to lay out and to start investigating this particular guy. And they're not even in, like, when we even spoke to him about the allegations made in the newspaper, but we found that members within the structure that kept on informing newspaper of what exactly happened in the station. And that's what really led us to that war with their because it's easy to investigate people, but what do you look like? But we are not able to help them when they have problems. As I know of now, the station commissioner is still there. For his crimes, I mean, you are, last time you were going to award him for his performance with the station, but in problems, they didn't know what the nature of the challenge is. So we really challenge them in the
the other accusation was coming from the chef. The breakaway group from the chef. So they were accusing him of taking time from that issue. But we know our position. For instance, my chef was involved. As a member of that community, and I have been working around that community, so I know what is happening there. It was not the fault of the situation.
No, but there is a member of parliament involved in the other side of it. He got his own group of church, and the phone is on the other side of that in the fight.
Really?
Yeah. No, not really. Is there even...
Yeah. Okay.
He's a member of the
congregation. There's a lot of money in
there. No, funny things are happening. Yeah. And one thing that we need also...
More than
confidence. Say, I'll just say to you, it's where we visited the churches.
Yeah,
up there. And then we discovered that churches have no cell phones.
Yeah.
And then within a month, cell phones were delivered. And then we had communication with the minister and the national commission. I understand that there were some instructions from Mishra that all detectives need to have cell phones. And there were budgets given to the police station since the instruction on the issue of cell phones. And it seems that these people are just ignoring it. By the time we were there, cell phones were open up, and the following day I received a call that every detective has got a cell phone. So it shows the city is really interested in the whole process. Not a matter of funding or one. There are combinations there. What can we meet in special? Then we should also say that we were taking them to the second meeting to send someone where they played videos for us
just to look into what they go through when people call in for sensitive. Yeah. How people are and how people are deciding to take phone and call sensitive one when a person is calling.
Yeah.
How people are rude. They don't know what kind of community they are. So the reason why we went there, we were worried about the high number of calls that they received. And then they said to us, 60% of these calls are this type of calls. And then they took us to that room and we're looking for it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, each and every call that goes in is supposed to be recorded. You know, whether it's a fake call or what, but it's supposed to be recorded. But most of the calls that they receive, I was worried about that system when they wanted my registration number, then I gave them and then gave my name and everything. I was afraid that if you also gave the ticket that I South African Police Training College number 21, page 21.
Yeah, are we suggesting that I think one thing that we need to add there is the again, because it doesn't happen often, but the fact that Mr. Marcy did arrange for him
the what?
The justice.
Oh, okay.
I think it's, you know, that he didn't have any on the premises when he did arrange for him. Again, let's be friends with him.
Is there anything that you can say about this training college?
Apart from...
She didn't know who you are.
Apart from this, yes?
Did she know who you are?
No.
No.
Hey, you were telling
me. No, she didn't know what Parliament is. Yeah. Just a shock on what Parliament is doing here.
Yeah,
nothing to do. Parliament is nothing to do.
Yeah.
While we didn't do full inspection, he did point out that this brand new police station had all these cells that they couldn't use.
Yes.
Because of your favorite thing underneath with the
yeah.
With the guys that hang themselves. And so they Public Works had built all these cells that were unusable, which I thought was a bit short-sighted of traffic work. Yeah, so I just wondered if, even though we haven't had a full inspection, and it was just a courtesy visit really, whether that shouldn't be mentioned.
I think, yeah, it was a critical business, but I think what we discovered, especially about what you were saying,
yeah,
a matter of concern, we need to make sure that we use the legend of
And what about Bizana? We did do
Bizana.
I mean, it was such a disaster, but I mean, even disasters of that magnitude have to be...
Yeah, Bizana is what you're saying. It's not part of this.
We were all there, a lot of us. So it was really an oversight.
The very thing is, it comes.
No, what I'm saying that we get it, but although it is not a
part of it,
not part of what we are doing, but if we are not a property business like now, it was something outside of it, but we said oversight,
yeah,
whilst we were there. Hence, we said that we need to call the provincial commissioner in order for us to raise those things with him. Maybe from then, what will be discussed with him there is when we get management out of that meeting of ours. But I think each and every one of us here who are part of that, we know what it is that we need to raise the provincial commission. That's right, yeah. Are we through with the seven points? Babunto, in order for us to get access to that station, we have to call the provincial commission.
Yeah.
this is what we are doing. Long term, we want to be. We wanted to go and visit Francine, so she was the province there, and we time over to go. Now, the problems are increasing. There was a court again during the week about the Department of Justice now complaining that the police officer simply let the accused out of the cells at the court.
This is why I think that people say they do meeting on Friday to thank you, because I know that I won't be here. But I'm asking what those ballots are, sorry. What are those members down there doing, really? We're not getting any report.
Committee, which is most probably also the smallest of all the committees.
Yes.
have visited every single research in the province and completed a monitoring tool at every single research in the province.
Yeah,
I think we need to